Lendy estimates he has biked in the 148-mile race about 20 times. Almost every year it's happened.
The route starts out of Haines Junction, real steep, and then it goes along the lakes there, Desdiash Lake, kind of rolling. Then it hits the steeper, longer hills of Million Dollar Falls and Pringle Tower. And then it hits the Alpine, which is kind of rolling, but, you know, subject to, I guess, colder weather or not as protected, so it's, it can be a challenge if the weather's bad. And then you come down into Haines, which is, you know, very pretty.
Lendy is on a four-person team with family members. There are about 100 other four-person groups, 83 eight-person teams, 45 two-person teams, and 92 soloists. Lendy says each year the number of solo competitors goes up.
Last year we had 63 soloists. This year is 92, and it just means that it's attracting more, I'd call avid cyclists, or not competitive, but just serious cyclists that are willing to do that.
Race organizers cap the number of competitors around 12 or 1,300 because of limited space on the road and in Haines. One potential challenge this year is the Department of Transportation's chip sealing road construction happening along the Haines Highway. That's between about mile 25 and the border.
And I've talked to DOT recently, and they've assured us that they're going to sweep it Saturday morning. And as long as the riders stay in the bike lane or that six-foot breakdown lane, they shouldn't have any problems.
In terms of safety, Lendy says his biggest concern is cars. There will be support vehicles on the road with hundreds of cyclists, so he recommends not driving on the highway if you don't have to. Last year during the relay, Lendy was injured in a collision, but he says he's not worried about getting back into the pack.
I am. I'm not. I told my wife we're not racing. We're just doing it as a recreational team, as much as Lendy's can recreate, and so we'll see.
Cyclists start at 8:20 a.m. Yukon time Saturday morning from Haines Junction. The fastest riders will make it to the finish line at the parade grounds in Haines around 2 or 3 p.m. Alaska time, with the bulk of the pack arriving around 5 p.m. If you count cyclists and support teams, an estimated 2,000 visitors will be in town. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.